I'm going to reach inside the box, Count Olaf said. Draw out one piece of paper and read the name of the freak out loud. Then that freak will walk down that wooden plank and jump into the pit, and we'll all watch as the lions eat him.
Or her, Esme said. She looked over at Madame Lulu, and then at the Baudelaires and their co-workers. Putting down her parasol for a moment, she raised both of her long-nailed hands and made a small pushing motion to remind them of her scheme.
"Or her," Count Olaf said,
looking curiously at Esme's gesture.
"Now, are there any questions before we begin?"
"Why do you get to choose the name?"
asked the pimple man.
"Because this whole thing was my idea," Count Olaf said.
"I have a question,"
asked the woman with dyed hair.
"Is this legal?"
"Oh, stop spoiling the fun," her husband said. "You wanted to come and watch people get eaten by lions, and so I brought you. If you're going to ask a bunch of complicated questions, you can go wait in the car."
"Please continue, your countship," said the reporter from the Daily Punctilio.
"I will," Count Olaf said,
and whipped the lions one more time before reaching into the wooden box. Giving the children and their co-workers a cruel smile, he moved his hand around inside the box for quite some time before at last drawing out a small piece of paper that had been folded many times. The crowd leaned forward to watch, and the Baudelaires strained to see over the heads of the adults around them. But Count Olaf did not unfold the piece of paper immediately. Instead, he held it up as high as he could and gave the audience a large smile.
"I'm going to open the piece of paper very slowly," he announced, "to increase the suspense."
"How clever,"
the reporter said, snapping her gum in excitement. "I can see the headline now. Count Olaf increases suspense."
"I learned how to amaze crowds by working extensively as a famous actor,"
Count Olaf said, smiling at the reporter and still holding up the piece of paper.
"Be sure to write that down."
"I will,"
the reporter said breathlessly, and held her microphone closer to Olaf's mouth.
"Ladies and gentlemen," Count Olaf said, "I am now unfolding the first fold in the piece of paper."
"Oh, boy,"
cried several members of the audience.
"Hooray for the first fold."
"There are only 5 folds left," Olaf said. "Only 5 more folds, and we'll know which freak will be thrown to the lions."
"This is so exciting,"
cried the man with dyed hair.
"I might faint."
"Just don't faint into the pit,"
his wife said.
"I am now unfolding the second fold in the piece of paper," Count Olaf announced.